The other measure we use is income or cash flow. There's a difference between what we have from a net worth standpoint and what money is coming in from a cash flow standpoint. Let me give you an example. You might have a house that's worth $5 million, but that house is actually taking money out of your pocket. So you might have no money coming in. We see this in athletes, entertainers, of course, the lottery winners. They go buy this big house. So, okay, they have net worth technically, but they have no money coming in. Well, that net worth doesn't do them a lot of good unless they have money coming in. So our other goal that we want to set to begin with is not just our net worth, but what kind of cash flow do we want to have coming in? And different people are different. Some people don't really want a lot. They just want to get there fast, okay? They're fine with, you know, $10,000 a month, you know, is plenty for them. And that's all they're after. I was talking to a gentleman the other day, and I asked what his goals were. And I said, 5 years, where do you want to be? And he said, $1 billion of net worth and commensurate cash flow coming in. I said, where are you today? He says, oh, a couple of million dollars. I said, well, that's quite an aggressive goal. I said, would you like me to show you how to get there? And he said, well, yeah, that would be great.
He wasn't expecting that question.
He was not expecting that at all. What he always gets is, well, that can't be done. Well, it can't be done if you're saving, and it can't be done under normal investing rules. It can be done, though, with the appropriate wealth strategy.
So I guess to begin with, then, you have to be able to sort of figure out where you are now in order to establish how you're going to get to where you want to go. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, when I was losing weight, the way to establish that was to get on the scale and to look in the mirror, because there were two things I was looking at. I was looking at how did I look? Wasn't just my weight, but then how did I measure that? I measured that by getting on the scale. Well, a lot of us don't even have bathroom scales because we're scared to death of where we are. The same is true in our finances. Many of us don't even have a personal financial statement. We have no idea what our net worth is. We have an idea what our house is worth. We might have a general idea what our business is worth. We certainly know what our income is from a cash flow standpoint as far as our paycheck goes. But we don't really have a good idea of everything that we have, everything that we owe. Do we sit down and say, well, okay, my house is worth this, and my investments are worth this, and I owe this much on credit cards, and I owe this much to my parents, and I owe this much to the mortgage company? We don't do that personal financial statement, so we have no idea where we are. And really, if we don't know where we are, we have no idea how to get where we want to go.
One might think one knows, of course. I guess people sort of have an assumption that they understand their financial picture. Is it your experience that people tend to carry an inaccurate view of their own financial status?
They do. Where we see that most is when somebody owns a business. Somebody owns a business and they think, oh, wow, this business, you know, it produces a couple of $100,000 a year of income to me. It's worth a lot of money. And they may think it's worth $10 million.
They do some simple multiple, yeah?
Sure, they're doing some simple multiple. They're going, wow, if it's throwing off this much money, then it should be worth this. Well, they don't take a lot of things into account that a buyer would take into account. For example, let's say that you're in a construction type business. My experience with contractors is that their business is dependent upon them more often than not. And that if they were to leave, there would be no business. So a contractor is an example where they may think that their business is worth a lot because it's producing a lot of income, but the fact is that if they weren't there, it wouldn't produce any income or very minimal. So from a buyer's standpoint, it's worth a lot less than it is to them. That's not true always, but there's an easy way to figure that out, and that's called a business valuation. And so